Victoria Park Base. אני חבצל עשה שואל.
Yeah, there it is. That's the second part. Yeah.
אני חבצל עשה שואל. שושנה עשה עמוקים. אני חבצל עשה שלום ובואים. שושנה עשה עמוקים. I am a rose. Now, Rashi says, Chavetzelis Hashoroim, a rose from Shoroim, and Shoshana is another type of rose from the Amokim, from the valleys. So, Rashi really points out that the Shoshana that grows in the valley is nicer than the Shoshana that grows in the open areas. Because the Shoshana in the open areas gets dried out by the sun. Okay, beautiful. I can grow. So what do you mean? I am. So which one are you, first of all? So are you the nice rose? You're not the nice rose. Suck to grow. Pirish, Chavetzelis, and Shoshana are the same thing. Turns into green. So it dries out the redness. But when it's in the Amokim, Ein Magiela HaShemesh, Az Hilecha Umleya, V'Yomedes B'Mar'isa, V'Gavna Tzach V'Adon, that's when it's sharp, the redness, red rose. Okay? So which one are you? V'chein K'nes Yisrael. Kishihi Yivesha Mishefa Elokim. When we're dried up, and we're Tachas the Shemesh, I'm going to add now, that Tachas HaShemesh always means under the hashpa of the word of the goyim, like you said, or of the teva. So when we're under the hashpa of teva or under the hashpa of the goyim, so then we're chafatzel, we're a low level rose. But when we can seal ourselves off from everything else and focus on the hashpa that we can get straight from Hashem. Amoik, Amoik, Shem Chokhma Ubina, Azai. When you can draw from the Chokhma and Bina of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, she's even more than Tachas HaShemesh. I think the Pshat is because Chokhma and Bina are above the world, Shemesh is below the world. So when you're getting from the Amoik of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then you're fresh, then you're in your Tzura, in the way you're supposed to look. Ve'ato imeres ha'nayra. Ani chavatzelas ha'sharen. Matzo lo'yma. Shemi pa'as atzmi. Ani ha'yofesh b'chol ha'nayres. K'shoshana sa'am ha'okim. Rak. K'dei rosi bo min ha'shemesh. K'chavatzelas ha'sharen. Going back to Nov ani v'shchoyra. Shchoyra ani v'nov. Right? Yof ani b'maisa. B'maisa. In other words, there's always a dual aspect of personality of Klal Yisrael. There's Klal Yisrael in their essence, there's Klal Yisrael in their shirish, and then there's Klal Yisrael in how they present themselves right now. So zok there, zok the na'ara. We Klal Yisrael, we chavetz hasharim, we're dried up, we're not in our top form. The sun has full control over us. And dries us up of all our resources. We do not have the koyach of what we should. We don't. However, that's only because I'm outside Tachas HaShemesh. When am I for real? Do you take away those outside hashpois? Shoshana so I'm a beautiful Shoshana be'etzer. And he says, by the way, this is an interesting idea. He says that someone that's ugly doesn't become that much more ugly when they get sunburned. As they were pretty awful to begin with. So again, Shmuel said he got sunburned. What did the sunburn do to you? Nothing. Only someone that's beautiful, Betzim, does the sunburn take away their beauty. You have to have a beauty. You have to have an inner beauty to be affected by an outer ma'akiv. She says, I'm bad at giving myself a compliment by saying I'm really ugly because of the sunburn. I'm good by saying I used to be beautiful and the sunburn really affected me. She says, וגם זוהי סימן לגדולה, שהגוף והאבן אינם משחירים כל כך לפני השמש, רק הגופים הזקים והיופים נעשים כסומים על פניהם מן השמש. Only beautiful faces get stained from the sun, וכן בהפך לעניין היופי, שהגופים הזקים כשיסענגו בתענוגים מקבלו את האלס ביופים. Also, only a beautiful goof, when it exercises and when it does something for the goof, does it come out beautiful? בלויבן ואוידן ואוידקים מן אור על פניהם. שייקים בגופים האבן. Interesting story. וידוע שכפי ההדר כן המיילות. Now he gets into a tifa concept over here, which is interesting. He says that the more that you see something is lacking, the more potential maila it has. For example, if you see an animal that cannot communicate, doesn't talk. So we don't appreciate a really big difference between an animal that talks and doesn't. Why? Because it wasn't that chashuv to begin with. So it lost a mile of speech. No, nishkafel. But if you have a human being that can't talk, he's so nidrik. Why? Because the mile of a human being when he does talk is so great, then now the chasaron is much more nicker. A chesaron is only nicker on something which be'etzem has a tremendous shlemus. Someone said it's Stephen Hart. Here, that's what he needs. Yedua, shekefi ha'eder kein ha'mayel. When something's missing something and we look at it like a chesaron, that indicates the mile that it be'etzem has. לכן, האדם כשנולד, נעדר מכל דבר, משכל ודיבור. מה שאין כי בשאר בעלי חיים, שנולדים בלתי העדר ונשארם כן. Okay? So he says, a child, a baby child, is much lower level than a baby animal. Why? Because a baby child has so much that he doesn't have. Whereas a human baby, has it's missing so many milas that it's supposed to have, therefore the chesaron that it has is much more nicker. Right? And he says that's why a person, we always see in a person a certain amount of chesaron, because that brings out his mila. So he says that's why a Talmud Chacham is called a Talmud Chacham, because it's bringing out, you don't have everything. There's more to have. It shows your shlemus that you're only a talmud. You're only this, right? Okay. Fine. So. That's what it's saying. Ani chavtzal sashorin kushani amedes tachas hashemesh. B'chumot kushin yord and yord. So now that's what Chazal say. When Klal Yisrael goes down, it goes to the lowest level. So basically, what Klal Yisrael is saying is that I'm on the lowest level right now. But you know what that means? You're disappointed in me. Why are you disappointed in me? You're not disappointed in the animals that are behaving this way because I have so much good, that if it doesn't come out, you see the chesaron. That's what it means when you have a tell us a shari. Okay, we'll stop here. A deep one today, guys.